Well, Dr. Flagg, thanks for being here with us today.
You're welcome, Aaron.
First thing I want to talk about is actually a school board meeting that happened about two meetings ago. You guys went up to the Southridge Mall to the new DMAC Southridge Career Academy project going on with Warren County Schools, and you and the Knoxville School Board were invited up there. What is that going to be looking like? From what you guys talked about last night, it sounds like a career academy very similar to some of the things going on in Newton right now, and it's going to offer some opportunities for Knoxville students.
Aaron, the Knoxville Board of Education members were invited to Norwalk for this informational meeting. All the Warren County schools got together for the meeting, and we were invited as well as Pleasantville. Really, the people from DMAC just wanted to give us an idea of what was going to happen at Southridge Mall relative to the DMAC Career Academy that's going to be built there. I think they're going to be starting construction, you know, this spring, and they plan to have that DMAC Center open next fall, the fall of 2013. The variety of programs that will be available to students from Knoxville High School and other area, welding, auto mechanics, auto body, probably criminal justice, culinary arts, very similar to the programs that are available in Newton. I think right now we have three or four students attending programs at Newton. Of course, the students provide their own transportation, and it is a little difficult, I think, for students to get, you know, 30 miles away for these programs, but the students who are able to fit into their schedules, I think, really benefit and really enjoy those opportunities. So the Warren County schools have to guarantee enrollment in this program for DMAC. We're not a Warren County school, but we're kind of on the periphery there. So we are invited to send students there, and if there's room, they'll take our students as well. I think it's some good opportunities, as well as our efforts to provide more DMAC dual credit classes in Knoxville.
And I think just a quick mention too, as you said, very comparable to Newton, but you guys talked about last night, travel could be easier with the four-lane road, and it seems to get to and from Southridge pretty easy.
Yeah, Southridge is probably about 5 miles farther than the Newton campus, but like you said, with the four-lane highway, it's a much quicker trip.
Moving to last night, the first thing that you guys heard was John Kitchis, the principal at North Star, giving a presentation for their action plan as a school in need of assistance, and talked a lot about the resources that are becoming available to them and how that they're utilizing them in a positive fashion.
Yeah, Aaron, I think it's, you know, and John mentioned this several times at the board meeting, that our students are not falling off in their performance. They just aren't growing as fast or meeting those standards that the federal government set and that the Iowa Department of Education set for showing growth. So we're one of hundreds of schools in Iowa that need to make a school in need of assistance plan. And the staff at North Star is working very hard, doing a lot of work to provide additional instruction in literacy, reading, and mathematics. Teachers are meeting periodically, working with AEA personnel, working with Mr. Kitchis. So there's a lot of effort going into working to make sure that our instruction meets the needs of our kids.
Also, briefly last night, I know the school board approved a trap shooting club, another opportunity, I guess, for students to get involved at the high school level in a school-sponsored activity.
Yeah, the board, in their action, designated this as a club, which means it's not considered an athletic team, primarily because it's not sanctioned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association nor the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. What the school district's role in this will be, the trap shooting club, which has already been in existence for a few years and already provides many opportunities for kids to participate. The school board said, okay, you can use the Knoxville High School trap shooting team as kind of your name, and we will provide school transportation to the meets where you need school transportation. Andy Shives, who attended the meetings, thought that would be probably 2 to 3 different meets during the school year. And this program sponsored is for students in grades 9 through 12.
And then also just a couple of other things you mentioned last night, including both construction at the auditorium, some legislative issues. I'm just going to let you pick up wherever you want to go from here now and talk about either of those or both of those.
It might be dangerous to let me roam. I suppose the construction is the most important item. There is a lot of good progress being made, even now that the weather has turned colder. They've got the auditorium proper enclosed now. They've got plastic up on any of the openings. And yes, Monday afternoon I was in there, and they've got heat going in there, so they're still preparing to lay footings for some interior walls. I think the work is going to continue all winter long. Almost the entire building, including the auxiliary portions of the building, are covered with metal roofing now. The loading dock area isn't covered yet, and there's a small area on the southeast corner, but they've been working in the evenings, they've been working on weekends, so I think it's really going well, and we can look forward to completion this coming summer. As far as the legislation, I just wanted to share with the board some of Governor Branstad's publicized priorities for the education package this year. A lot of that has to do with the teacher leadership and compensation effort that's going forth. That talks about minimum teacher salaries. It talks about leadership opportunities for teachers. It's way too early to tell what's actually going to be introduced in the legislature, but I know Governor Branstad is really cutting back on the educational program that's going to be promoted in the legislature. Felt that during the 2012 session, there was just too much, and it created too many opportunities for people to pick this, that, and the other thing and not really focus. So I know the focus for Governor Branstad is the teacher compensation and leadership part of the education reform package. So there'll probably be more emphasis on that and more attention paid to that throughout the session.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I wish everybody a happy holiday.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Flack.
Thanks, Aaron.